Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The occasional genuine shock is to be expected in this consistently insane business, admittedly. But even with that knowledge of the next unanticipated swerve or outcome never being too far away, fans were still left entirely reeling by everything from best in the world to undeniable protagonists somehow failing to get the job done. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers absolutely nobody expected to lose. Number 10, The Rock vs. Triple H vs. Mick Foley vs. Big Show, WrestleMania 2000. Despite battling over the WWE Championship on a number of occasions over the years, The Rock never won the strap at WrestleMania, though he did at least walk into the event with the belt a few times. Yet it wasn't as though the company didn't have an opportune moment to crown the People's Champion at the show of shows. Jumping back to the lead-up to WrestleMania 2000, it felt as though Rocky was very much being lined up for a crowd-popping triumph at the Showcase of the Immortals. The eventual Hollywood megastar was unquestionably the hottest babyface in the company, with Stone Cold being sidelined through injury at the time. Yet in what would act as the first ever time a heel came out on top in the main event of WWE's biggest show of the year, it was Triple H who surprisingly walked out victorious, holding on to his title in the process. In hindsight, holding Rocky's big win off until that year's backlash eventually made a ton of sense business-wise, with said B pay-per-view pulling in 650,000 buys. Mania 2000 had 824,000. But that still didn't change the fact that few were expecting to see McMahon stab his top face in the back en route to a heelish show of show's conclusion. Number 9, CM Punk vs. Triple H, Night of Champions 2011. Night of Champions 2011 also saw Papa H surprisingly take down a white-hot babyface. Old habits and all that. After kicking off a summer that looked destined to elevate him to the level of genuine megastar, CM Punk's WWE Championship wars with John Cena soon threw him into a strange feud with Kevin Nash and the then COO. And before long, the game had booked himself into a no-DQ fight with a rebellious chick magnet. With Punk undoubtedly sitting as the most popular act in the company at the time, though, even after dropping the top strap to Alberto Del Rio, the suited King of Kings doing what was best for business felt like the logical move, right? But rather than helping Punk maintain his unmatched popularity heading into that once compelling summer, the game went over the best in the world on the back of an interference-stuffed main event. Fans weren't the only ones left scratching their heads at this absolutely bizarre call either, with Punk himself later noting how he resented the boss's son-in-law for not putting him over when he clearly should've. Number 8. Roman Reigns vs. Brock Lesnar, WrestleMania 34. It had been heavily rumored heading into WrestleMania 34 that the Beast was very much on his way back to the Octagon once he'd finished up his WWE duties at that year's show of shows. So the majority of fans assumed Roman Reigns was nailed on to walk out of New Orleans with a bright red strap dangling over his shoulder. Some even felt that Paul Heyman would have a major part to play in the former UFC heavyweight champion's downfall, setting up a new alliance between Paul E and the Big Dog. Imagine that. But then the anything but predictable night of April 8th, 2018 happened. And not only did Lesnar conquer his longtime rival, he bloody battered him. Leaving Reigns in a pool of his own red fluid, Brock's reign of terror shockingly continued in a vicious attempt to get folks to feel some sympathy for the brutalized future tribal chief. All it did was delay the unwanted inevitable, though, and briefly wake up a crowd who'd otherwise turn their attention to beach balls. What a success! Number 7, Shayna Baszler vs. Becky Lynch, WrestleMania 36. After violently targeting the man on her first night as part of the main roster, before utterly dominating inside of the Elimination Chamber in 2020, Shayna Baszler felt like a genuine force to be reckoned with, and one who could realistically hold the Raw Women's Championship for a decent spell on the back of picking up an impressive win over one of the top stars in the company. But more than that, it felt as though Becky Lynch's time as the champ had come to a natural end, with the one-time last kicker besting all who stood before her up to that point, and not exactly having a whole host of fresh potential challengers post-Mania 36. Rather than opt for for the more exciting and obvious choice, though. Vince McMahon had his son-in-law's Queen of Spades astonishingly pinned to the mat to the sound of crickets. And rest assured, the same noise would have met this blatantly ill-thought-out conclusion had it not gone down in an empty performance center. Number 6, The Young Bucks vs. Private Party, AEW Dynamite 2019. As the All Elite TV show got on the road back in October 2019, Dynamite saw a tournament kicked off to crown the first ever AEW World Tag Team Champions. And when it came to the undoubted favourites heading into said bracket, it was impossible to look past the company's EVPs, Nick and Matt Jackson, as the guys most likely to have their names put on the gold first. The fact the Young Bucks were also set to throw down with a relatively unknown Private Party unit in their first round battle only left fans feeling more certain the belts were being brought home to the Elite. But despite seemingly having the match won as the Bucks set up their tried and tested Meltzer driver, a cheeky Mark Quinn roll-up ultimately produced what would become the regular sound of the All Elite faithful losing their damn minds and a brilliantly executed finish. And the fact this still likely ranks as Private Party's greatest in-ring achievement to date tells you just how gloriously unexpected this entire surreal closing stretch most definitely was.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Number 5, Sting vs. That Man Again, Triple H, WrestleMania 31. It didn't matter that he was one of the biggest stars ever to grace a WCW ring, or any wrestling ring for that matter. Even the madman who spent all those years warring with his Monday Night rivals could surely see the value in giving Sting the all-important victory in not just his first WrestleMania outing, but his inaugural WWE match 30 years into his glittering career. Having the game stand opposite the icon on the night of WrestleMania 31 felt like a fairly smart decision at the time too, with Triple H definitely being a reliable hand and one who didn't exactly need a vital Mania win by that point. But then Vince did a Vince, didn't he? As one last screw you pal to his long since buried adversary, McMahon had his son-in-law flanked by his fellow degenerates end Stinger's party before it even had the chance to properly begin. And while the long-awaited NWO Degeneration X collision at ringside was fun enough, and much of the bout itself was predictably and rather enjoyably chaotic, no one in their right mind honestly thought this living legend would be bested at his first ever show of shows. But as far as Vince was concerned, those fools could suck it, apparently. Number 4, The Acclaimed vs. The Guns, AEW Dynamite 2023. It's not often that cries of BS are heard ringing out around an AEW arena, but on the night of February 8th, 2023, that's precisely the reaction that met the absolutely outrageous call to have the Guns cheat their way to victory over the ridiculously over Acclaimed during the Dynamite main event. Heading into the contest, it's not unfair to state that Colton and Austin Gunn didn't feel entirely ready to lift a set of titles that had been held by everyone from FTR to the Young Bucks during AEW's history. They unquestionably had the potential to be future World Tag Team Champions, but not a single soul in El Paso, Texas genuinely thought an upset was on the cards on this particular night. And the energy being sucked right out of the room upon the live crowd realizing what was heading their way only further hammered home just how deeply unexpected this surprising turn of events actually was. Now evidently the sneaky and unforeseen victory wasn't to to everyone's liking, but at least it set the stage for an eventual FTR comeback victory over their longtime rivals, as Dax and Cash conquered the Ass Boys to win the AEW tag straps for the second time. So all's well that ends well, right? Yeah. Number 3, Cody Rhodes versus Brody Lee, AEW Dynamite 2020. In the wake of walking out of Double or Nothing 2020 as the inaugural TNT champion, Cody Rhodes went about using said strap to elevate and introduce various talented souls on Dynamite in the coming months. And after managing to overcome the likes of Jungle Boy, Ricky Starks, Eddie Kingston, Scorpio Sky, and many more to keep his new red strap reign going strong, it did begin to feel like the American Nightmare will be calling himself Mr. TNT for quite some time yet. Enter another Mr. on a mission. But with the towering force of nature just coming up short against Jon Moxley over the AEW World Championship at that aforementioned pay-per-view, and spending his time teaming with the Dark Order in the aftermath, most simply expected Brody Lee to push Rhodes to his absolute limit, en route to yet another triumphant moment for the in-form AEW EVP. Lee had other ideas, however, and proceeded to shockingly ragdoll the champ for 3 minutes, before decapitating him with a discus lariat for the completely unforeseen squash victory. An 18-1 2020 record very quickly became 18-2, as the late great Exalted One provided the darkest of times with one of the most violent of effective surprises. Number 2, Asuka versus Charlotte Flair, WrestleMania 34. WWE may try to fool you into believing the Blue Tooth Empress of Tomorrow, who clashed with Bianca Belair recently, is the same one who once struck fear into the hearts of just about every human in the industry from 2015 to 2018, but in reality, Asuka's aura took a monumental hit on the grandest stage of them all 5 years back. Coming into WrestleMania 34, the one-time NXT Women's Champion had pulverized anyone who stood in her way. Winning the first ever Women's Royal Rumble felt like simply the latest inevitable step towards immortality for this one-of-a-kind wrecking machine. And with Charlotte Flair not exactly crying out for a big win after already lifting women's gold on multiple occasions at that point, a superb physical showing from the pair before Asuka added her first piece of main roster gold to her collection was understandably predicted by most. Yet, instead of preserving her 914-day run without a loss, one that saw her compete in a whopping 276 matches, WWE inexplicably opted for the pointless shock finish instead. And just like that, a performer who could have been another genuine WWE megastar going forward was made to look like little more than a talented mortal who couldn't quite get the job done under the brightest of lights. Number 1, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, WrestleMania 39. For the longest time, it appeared WWE simply did not have a guy on the roster capable of genuinely being considered the Tribal Chief's successor. But after sitting at the top of the mountain for 900 plus days, battering everyone from Brock Lesnar to John Cena over the course of his unrivaled spell of modern supremacy, WWE suddenly found themselves with not one, but two frighteningly over babyfaces just waiting to tear Roman's titles away. Sami Zayn falling in front of his hometown crowd at Elimination Chamber was soul-destroying, sure. However, a little more agony could be stomached if it meant that the American Nightmare could both finish his own story and avenge his fellow bloodline battling hero. The perfect ending to a legendary WrestleMania and modern classic program was right there. And two crossroads in, the celebratory tweets were already being drafted. But who needs perfect, right? Pain and adversity is what really sells, pal. So what should have been the cathartic final chapter of a legendary saga simply became another heartbreaking reminder that even when the obvious seems too magnificent to ignore, WWE will find a way to leave you scratching your head in disbelief. Smiles on faces, folks. Smiles on faces. And that is our list. Know of any other wrestlers absolutely nobody expected to lose? Well, let us know all about them in the comments section right down below, and do not forget to like, share, and click on that subscribe button while you're down there. Also, if you're a fan of this loser type of content, then please head on over to whatculture.com and find some more fantastic articles just like the one this video you're watching right now is based on. I've been perennial loser Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Thank you as always for watching this particular video today. Hopefully I'll see your faces rather soon, but in the meantime, just be good to yourself. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.